Blog Talk Radio.
Now you're gonna make me.
You know what time this is? MySpace, MySpace.com/DJ1.
I'm serving notice.
Easy.
No. Yeah.
I get the shots you're looking at.
I'm first going to build a wall around Newcastle, and then...
No! This is not going to give him the pussy!
Okay.
I did not touch your wife. Yes, you did. No, I didn't.
Hey,
yo, BDSIR Network, the best damn show in radio. How you feeling out there, man? JAMMS podcast, hashtag. We can edit that shit out. I ain't editing shit out. You can follow us on all of social media at Jams Podcast. That's what you have to do, people. Hey, yo, my name's Bad Bunny. People want my DJ Coalition. Backlash or backtrash or walk your ass out the building. You know what I mean? All that has passed. Oh, dear. That's crazy, man. That is crazy. Hey, yo. Shad Farmer, the superstar of Beta Bar. How you feeling, man? How you feeling?
So good, man. Everything's nice, man.
Tell me something. If you was there, would you have walked out the same way and said, beat the traffic and walk out the same way? Would you have done it?
Well, I've travelled from far, so I want to get every... I'd have paid my money. You should watch it for free on the network, so you can just turn it off when you want and turn it off and watch it whenever you want. I just can't go somewhere and complain about it, man. Like, you was the one who's spending money and but then again, you have the freedom to walk out if you want. But at the end of the day, it's going to hurt your pocket.
True. And it's not like you can get refund. You can't get refund. You know what I mean? Oh, Lord. The fans give me joke, you know. Fans give me joke. Hey, yo, we got... Yo, guess who's back, people?
I don't know why these angle haven't gone straight. I mean, surely the lovely Mrs. Chapman is enough to turn anybody straight, but there's still an altered angle. I don't know what's going on there. Is it something I said?
Shout out to poor Heyman for no reason. Joe, how you feeling?
I'm good. I watched Backlash. I enjoyed it.
So
I don't know why they walked out. I don't get it.
Really?
Wow.
Okay.
What was it?
Enjoy.
You had one match to enjoy.
Double nothing. Come on. That was so
okay. Then it was pretty funny. Fair Liar segment was good. I did like that. I don't know why.
That was really funny too.
Yeah? The Liar segment was good. Seth Rollins versus The Miz. I mean, that goes without saying. Off the hook, right? Charlotte versus Carmella. The fact that Carmella won kind of clean, that was elements of surprise for me. I was like, whoa! All right!
This doesn't make sense, man. Like, why do these things? Why end someone's streak to just piss on it afterwards? Doesn't make sense. This show didn't make sense.
That's just WWE for you, man. I mean, come on, man. I mean, Rick James, it's like, yo, fans are like, oh, when is Carmella going to catch her check? Carmella's going to catch her check. Where's she going to catch her one? Because she's catched it now. And what? I mean, I expected a girl to have the iconic jaw behind her teeth, being ultimate teeth. Yes, it's not believable that she could beat Charlotte like that, but That's me done that. That's the move that went for, and that's my element of surprise. I like to be surprised, and I was surprised. I was like, whoa!
See, I didn't watch that match because I can't watch Carmella.
I'm starting to get to that stage now as well.
It's the screeching. I can't be dealing with the screeching.
Oh, man, yeah, she was screaming at Charlotte all the way through that match, yo. She was screaming at her, like for joke, man. But
it's honestly like fingers on a chalkboard.
Oh, shit. But maybe that's the idea. She wants to be that irritating type. She's irritating you? She's irritating you, right?
Yeah, but not to the point of wanting to actually turn the TV off or lower your volume.
I went to do myself a cup of tea and that. I'm like, psh. I let her screech away. Mini Guerrero.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Nia Jax defeated Alexa Bliatch. And Alexa, there she was crying like a bitch, you know what I mean? Word on the street, she mashed up her shoulder. I don't know about that. But Nia Jax, she went off on her speech about, you know, standing up for yourself and be proud of who you are and all that stuff. Some people find that a bit corny, but fuck it. Big up to Nia Jax. And the only thing I could say, I definitely agree that Strong Style versus AJ Styles should have been last. However, if that was the plan to have them kick each other in the dick and end the match like that, then oh my god, you know the internet would have been up in arms anyway. So in my opinion, it would have been
that was okay. In hindsight, that was okay. Even afterwards, I was thinking, yes, Samoa Joe in a main event. Ooh, yay! Maybe he'll win.
I know. Yeah. I thought Samoa Joe was going to win that. I mean, because in my opinion, Roman Reigns got nothing to lose. But on the storyline, in storyline way of things, I kind of see where am I going with it. So I thought, oh, all right then. But
Well, should they just let him cheat? Should they let Joe cheat to win? They couldn't even give him that.
Samoa Joe doesn't cheat, though. He's official bad man. He don't need to cheat. It's not like the Miz. The Miz has to be teeth all the time.
But no one can cop Roman clean.
But it's Samoa Joe, man. Samoa Joe just destroys people. He kills people.
Three tables. Man got put through three tables. If we'd done that at the start of the show, Roman Reigns wouldn't be competing. He wouldn't be competing for the rest of the night. But he does it three times before the match, and Roman still goes on to get the victory. Can you see why people are upset? Why people would want to leave? They're sticking around for a pay-per-view that's 3.5 hours long, and it's the guy that the most hated guy in the company, and I don't blame him for going home now, actually. Now, the more I think about it, you know what? Go home, man.
Say, I mean, you know what I thought of as Samoa Joe? Samoa Joe is not the Samoa Joe he was. They left it too late to sign him to that company.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. But he's got the right field, man, and he's got the swagger.
Well, you know, I never followed the TNA when Samoa Joe was in there. You know what I mean? You all know about the story already. I found out there was a wrestler there called ODB, and that was straight disrespectful to the Wu-Tang, and I thought, no, I can't support this federation, I can't support it, it's disrespect, and I locked off completely after that. I was like, no, sir, I only just heard names, you know what I mean? AJ Styles was a name I heard, Samoa Joe was a name I heard, Bobby Roode was a name I heard. These guys were just names. I couldn't match the face to the name at the time or nothing. I didn't know what none of these motherfuckers looked like. I just heard of the names. That was it, man. That's how ignorant I was to TNA. I was like, fuck them. You know what I mean? Oh, shit. And I still am, if they still even exist. If they're still even operational. I don't even know, man. Me, well, I don't hate Double R, so I wouldn't have walked out. And that's what it boils down to, really. But Joe, I'm gonna pose this question to you, man, because Serial Killer feels this way, Shad feels this way. This whole Double R project, the whole making him the man of the company, should WWE consider locking it off and thinking of going in a different direction now?
I think so. I think with Roman Reigns, he does have it in him. to be one of the biggest guys in the company, but it needs to happen organically.
Yeah.
Let him do his own thing and things like that.
Yeah.
I think, based on the company now, you should be looking more at Finn Balor and Seth Rollins.
I thought so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And just put Roman Reigns on the back burner and let him do his own thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, I mean, a lot of the hate is unjustified for the talent he has, for the skin he has and things like that. But I think because he's being pushed so much, that's why people dislike him.
Yeah, it's blurred. Because the booze wasn't directed at him per se at the beginning. They were more at the company saying, yo, why are you pushing this dude? It's like, no, man, no. You know what I mean? And then it's gone from that to actually hating the guy himself. And that ain't right.
But I think it goes for everybody, really. Gone are the days. I mean, back in the day, the mammoth pushes was a thing. I don't think in this day and age it's something that needs to be a thing.
No, I don't know. That the whole WrestleMania 30 coming into it with Daniel Bryan and the whole Yes movement. You know what I mean? He was meant to be that guy, but obviously the injuries and all that stuff. But here's the twist. He's back in the game. So the fans are going to be even worse towards Double R now. Even worse.
I think, to be honest with you, even the likes of Daniel Bryan, if he got the type of push that Roman Reigns got, the fans would react the same way. I don't think it's anything to do with Roman Reigns per se. I think it's any guy that's going to get the push he got. I mean, you're going back to like the 90s where these mammoths. So Drew McIntyre is a perfect example. These huge pushes, and it worked back in the day, not so much now. The company's evolved and let it happen organically.
That's what they're supposed to do. Daniel Bryan, to me, was an organic thing. But you know, the injuries and shit locked that off. And he's back in the game, and now it's going to be one worse. And now, check this, people. I thought there was going to be another pay-per-view, like say end of May, like call Payback or whatever, but seems like there isn't. We're going straight into 6 weeks' time, the Money in Our Bank. Yo, Mins, you could have talked about this last week. I'm glad you guys are here now. Right, Brock Lesnar, he's got the title. He's going to break the 434 record now, but here's the twist. It's not the same title. I ranted about this last week. I need to get your thoughts on it. Shad, does it... I mean, the Universal title, does it matter that it's not exactly the same title? You got the CM Punk fans. They're bumming now. They're shitting themselves now. So this is what they come off with. It's not the same title. Shad, where do you stand on it?
People still going on about this. Like, really, I don't think it even matters anymore. Bruno has the record. Like, Hogan has a record, Bob Backlund has a record.
But we're talking modern era now. You know what I mean? We're not talking Hogan, we're not talking about Bruno.
That's explained to me what modern era means. Like, when does modern era start? Like,
I want to keep it 100 with you. I want to think that this, quote, modern era, unquote, started when that motherfucker sat down and crossed his legs. And said, this, that, the other, Vince McMahon, just got me. I believe that's when it started.
Was it 2012?
Or 2011. 2011, he crossed his legs, I'm sure of it.
From 2011 to 7 years. We're counting the title around for 7 years. That's half as long as Bruno's reign, man. So 7 years, you can't... How can you say a reign is, like, the longest reign since 7 years? Like, that doesn't count, you know?
Is when the Attitude Era finished. You had the glut of new stars coming in, like when John Cena came in at the tail end of the Attitude Era, and that to me is the modern era. But everybody has their own different views on when it began.
Yeah.
To me, it's got the fifth longest title reign. That's all. Maybe six, I don't know. But Bruno before that, rest in peace. Hogan, rest in peace. Oh, Hogan, still with us?
Hogan is still with us, and he's And the rumours persist that he's about to come back.
I know, yeah.
And I know. To be honest, I'm like, what do you want to come back for? What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
I mean, I think the best way to look at it as far as the title reigns go and the longest title reigns is any WWF title rather than other titles, because a lot of the longer reigns weren't even WWF titles.
I don't know. I just know this, right? The CM Punk fans are bummy. They're shitting themselves, and that's why they're coming for this shit. That's all I have to say to you.
Yeah. I think when it comes to the CM Punk fans as well, they're saying, oh, it's a totally different title. It doesn't matter. It doesn't count and things like that.
It doesn't matter what you think, Joe.
Hang on! How did you get in here?
I'm going to call the police.
Call the police! Chad, call the police!
Oh, don't. Into the broadcast. Sorry, I need a warning.
How did you get it? Good God Almighty, Wardle! What do we get?
I listened to Shad's new track, and I just thought I'd slide into this Skype call, so...
You mean the Eminem mix that he did?
Yeah!
Hey, Shad, I've got to pick you up on that one. You know what I mean? The Marshall Mathers LP versus the Slim Shady LP, man. You know what I mean? You mix it good, yes. And you know what I loved about it the best about how you mixed it? You use certain tracks in it that people don't usually rock to. You know what I mean? Like,
Like
you mix some of the hits with some of the Eminem tunes that people don't exactly talk about. Some of the more album cuts that people don't really talk about. They always usually talk about the same shit. And I thought that was cool. That's what I love most about it. I like the fact that you put in different tune. Like, yeah, it's not just about Will Slim Shady P stand up and all that shit. You put in next tune in there. You know what I mean? Wasn't there one like featuring Onyx or something?
Yeah. Sticky Fingers was in there as well. Remember me?
Yeah, man. I was like, Rossi, even I forgot about that shit. So. Nah, man. I gotta big you up on that, man. Welcome to the show, Wardle. Special guest in the building, man. I gotta say, man. How you been, Wardle? You know what I mean? How's the baby? How's everything?
Is it really Wardle? Walking around. Could be back on walking around, man. You know, back on loves Wardle.
Always tell us
to
walk by that side,
he does. We're on the side of disappointment.
Yeah, it's like that. Friend, you know it's you. Nobody else does that.
Well, to be honest, I am here because Big Boss Mike Knox reached into his pocket and he's paying his talent, so I'm back.
Oh my God!
I got a check in the post for 100% more than PWL makes in a year, so I'm back. Stay there.
You've got a check for like 50 pence.
It was $1.20, so.
Oh no!
$1.20, worth it. Worth it, Pet.
But the worst part is the check bounced, so I don't know.
Oh no!
Hey, he's not spending his pennies on them toy belts.
My Knox's belts look a bit cheap though, if I'm honest. They don't look like genuine ones. They might be knockoffs, if I'm honest.
Ooh.
Chinese imports.
Oh man, are you sure about that? I mean, the likes of Ivory and Dolph Ziggler and X-Pac, they actually brought their neck just to get a picture taken with them. I was like, yo, we're gonna get a picture of you guys. Come on, let's go. And that's what you saw?
Nah, I'm not convinced.
Oh no!
They look cheap. Oh. They look cheap.
Hater!
Don't at me.
Hater. Oh dear. Shout out to the Belt Kings. Shout out to the Chair Shop Facebook group. Always use your head. They were hating. You know, oh, well, you've been under a rock, man. You've been under a rock, man. Like Mike Knox and his crew have been brought in by the Chair Shop Facebook group, but they saw the picture of them holding all their belts, and they was hating. They was hating bad, man. They was proper hating. Honestly, they're like, oh shit.
I had to come out of the rock this week. I'm afraid I had to, because
sound so gay.
I had to.
But you were right up the rock's backside or something. I had to come out the
rock.
Yeah, I had to pull out the Jeff Balky.
Before Joe interrupted me, thank you, I had to appear on the show to apologise to one Jinder Mahal.
Jinder Mahal! Jinder Mahal!
Jinder Mahal!
Jinder Mahal!
I have his T-shirt now on pre-order.
No!
He's my new top guy.
Jinder Mahal! Oh, no! Okay,
Waddle. Hang on a second. Is Jinder not teaming up with Samoa Joe and renaming the team Samosas Joe? Or Joe Samosas?
Okay, Wardle. Wardle, you know what question I'm going to ask you now, as far as Jinder Mahal. What did he do?
He cost Roman Reigns a chance at Money in the Bank, so that brought me so much joy this week.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Beat the traffic. Well, it won't be against Brock Lesnar because he ain't turning up, is there?
Well, here's the thing we was talking about, that, right? 6 weeks from now, that's where Money in the Bank is. Right, Wardle? Yep. Check it out. Money in our bank is in Chicago, Wardle.
Yep.
By that time, Wardle, the beloved, the sacred 4-3-4 streak will be destroyed. It will be destroyed. But
and
it's
I just say, and I just say, because I will defend this forever, because it was the greatest run of any champion.
Oh, here we go. Are you gonna say it's not the same belt as well?
No, I'm gonna say something. No. I was gonna say, like, CM Punk was forced to defend the title 114 times during his reign on that 4-3-4 run, right?
Yeah.
That's on like standard shows. Because he wasn't allowed to go more than 30 days without defending the title. There was even a storyline about it. So why does Brock Lesnar's count?
Because let's face it, Brock Lesnar is way better than CM Punk.
Whoa!
That's true, but
I could fucking eat CM Punk.
I forgot as well.
Yeah, he's just better all around.
Oh shit!
But I'm just saying, like, if we're going to adhere to the rules of WWE, the belt has to be defended within a period of time. And he's not done it, so...
He's not done it because...
Does it count?
You know what?
Of course it counts.
The crowd says this. Yes, it does count. Vincent Kennedy gave him that special contract. He said it. He deserves those privileges. He gave him the title. And so it got, right? And we all expected him to defend the shit for a year. Call it a big WrestleMania and then lose it to Roman Reigns. Twist! That didn't happen. So now this conversation has come up, right?
Who actually expected Reigns to win? Like, on a real?
I really did.
Mania. You're delusional. It was never gonna... He was never winning that match.
I did. I really did. I thought, Ross, this guy's getting out of 4, 5 F5s. What is this?
I'm like, Ross! You know what I mean? I was like, oh, snap. And then when Roman actually lost after all that, I was stunned. I was like, oh, shit! And then I was like, okay, now this is good. This is good. I was actually happy. I'm like, yeah, Brock, go for it now, go for it. Now man's like, it's not the same title. The WWE ain't gonna see it that way. I know it's Paul Heyman, and Ten, take it in mind, CM Punk, and...
It's not the same title that Bruno had, it's not the same title that Hogan had, it's not the same title that Backlund had. They're all different titles.
Yeah, but they're not going by those title reigns though, are they? They're not going by those title reigns. They don't care about...
Why are they ignoring history? They can't ignore history.
What? They can't ignore history, but here's the twist, Chad, right?
It's the longest title reign of a WWF champion.
The thing that I have a problem with, right, is it's the same as in New Japan at the minute. It's exactly the same. Their champion, Kazuchika Okada, has only defended the title 13 times in 600 days.
Yeah, like, but ain't their protocols different to WWE, though? They don't do the 30-day thing, do they? Do they?
No, but it's not the point. You can't say that that's a good... You know, that's a record-breaking reign. If you've only defended it 13 times, San Martino defending it once a week, once a day, 300 days a year, for 5 years, whatever it was, that's a title streak. Like, he's a fighting champion. It's not the same thing.
A fighting champion and a champion. So a champion, isn't it? If you go after championship...
You can't take it away from Liz. He's been here since 2002, let's not forget that. And he's put his work in, he's done his matches, he's done more than Roman's done. I'll tell you that. It's more of a draw.
True.
Roman. To be honest, I'd rather watch him defend his title than I would Roman. I'd rather watch him defend his title more than I would the Emperor.
What is this, Chad? You're drunk.
I've just thought of something.
Go on.
What happened to the Hall? And you spoke to me on Twitter about this, and I said it was the biggest pile of shit ever. You told me that Aiden Wardle has turned a new leaf.
Uh-oh.
You are like old Mr. Positivity now. That all power of positivity and shit. And old sugar. And I pointed out you're full of piss and vinegar. He's gonna beat CM Punk's record. And do you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna join the 434, right? On the fucking day it happens, I'm gonna join the 434 and just say, ha 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 ha.
Oh,
now, not even I would do that. Not even I. Now, Joe, that's cold.
No, ha ha ha. Hashtag fuck the 434.
That's a better idea, actually. Make a new page and call it whatever title reign that Brock got.
I will invite Ian Cooper straight away.
Oh, shit!
bring me so much joy.
Oh, no!
You know, in terms of, like, records and stuff for this. Yeah. Are they just counting? Is like CM Punk's like the number one that they're basing it off, if you know what I mean? Did they discount like San Martino and stuff? Or do they still use that as the like number one?
So I think that's what Shad was trying to say.
Like if 434 is like fifth on the list, then like who gives a shit really? Like,
who gives a shit? Them? That's the point! Who gives a shit? The CM Punk worshipping bitches? It's them! They're shitting themselves right now! To me,
They're only being like this though because it's in Chi Town, like Money in the Bank. Like, remember the last great Money in the Bank in Chicago? 2011, Bayley?
Yeah! Come on. Yeah, man, that was big. I wasn't even around. You know what I mean? I wasn't even around. I tried to hand in my card and people wouldn't let me. You know what I mean? That's what... Yeah, man. 2011, that was big.
But Brock's not going to be there, so it doesn't matter. But
qualifies for it yet.
Subject to change.
That's what, maybe the people from the 434 will end up like the people from the 2803. That's the Bruno San Martino page. The 2803. Obviously, my page isn't running anymore. But the page is being run by some elderly people.
Shad! Shad!
No longer with.
Shad, you have to go to church for that. Last time you said that, you have to go to church for that.
No, I'm seriously, the trying to search for the page on Facebook. It's no longer there. I think it's in legendary mode.
Vibrations from my adolescence.
Yeah, that changed for you, Dick.
I tried not to play, but you left me not a choice.
Question is going to go to Mr. Burn It Down himself.
Yes. Yes.
Burn it down.
Burn it down.
I'm seeing him next week.
We're going to go out for coffee.
Say what?
Oh, you have to get them big pics.
Yeah, man. All about the big pics. I'm going to the live. I'm going to the live tour next week. So.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Fantastic. That's good, man. That's good. Hey, Wardle. Don't walk out the arena.
I don't know. I'm paying like 4/5 for a ticket. I'm walking out.
And you'll get a seat as well. You'll get a seat with the program.
I get a seat and a program for 4/5. And I get people under the age of 40 wrestling. It's great.
that is good. Seth Rollins.
What building is it now? What's the building? That's a local gym.
No, it ain't a local gym. It's an arena,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, is it called the Town Hall? Birmingham Town Hall, I think.
Ooh, okay.
No, of course not. It's the Genting Arena in Birmingham.
Enjoy yourself, Wardle, and make sure that you don't walk out the joint. You know what I mean? Don't do it.
I'll try not to.
yeah, but I agree with Shab 101,000. Seth Rollins, man, all day. Seth motherfucking Rollins. He is the man. You know what I mean? We was talking about it earlier before you came on, Wardle. You know what I mean? That WWE should think about, you know, have somebody else lead the way. Now that Daniel Bryan's back in the game, it's like Roman Reigns ain't gonna get a prayer now. You know what I mean? He could do the best shit ever. He could have sex with Mandy Rose in the middle of the ring and still get booed. Okay. So you might as well just. It's the truth, man. It's the truth. Joe, MVP of the week.
Shad, or at least Mrs. Shad. Shadrina? Shadrina's vagina. That's my MVP of the week.
Oh, okay.
Because Shad. We Shadrina had a baby.
Shadrina?
So that's
her
vagina.
What about that? What's going from the closet?
Well, is that your way of having Shaddy's congratulations? His overdue congratulations.
Yeah, I was meant to do it last week, but I wasn't on. So, congratulations.
Round of applause, yeah. Shad. Round of applause.
Thank you.
That's good, man.
Thank you.
No, we did not just say that. Oh my god, Shad, you're a funny motherfucker, man. Alright, be out!
Just material, you were talking about. I'm just giving material for this up and coming Shad Barber appreciation show. We haven't got enough footage, man, so.
Trust me, I have got plenty of shit for you.
we're not Shad, right? Me and Serial Killer, we were talking about it. It was like, you know what? Because it was funny, you know, because I saw The Breakfast Club and they was doing the best of Charlamagne the God, his most savage moments. And it gave me motivation. I thought, yeah, man, I could do Shad's most savage moments and make it as one. We got 6 weeks of Money in the Bank. We can't come on every week and just talk about the same shit. We've got to change it up along the way. And I think that's a great way to do it, man. So, yes.
Oh, yeah.
the most savage thoughts. Oh, Lord.
I've got a savage thought that I've just found from the Shadfather. This was during the greatest rumble ever. This is Shadfather. This is what he tweeted out to the world.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
You know what this is, Shad.
Oh, no.
And I quote.
Oh, no.
This is the part where Naomi does a run-in wearing a bear cut. Hashtag WWE GRR.
Can I get the glow burger? That never happens. I never got to see like a burger.
Shad.
I'll play for it, man.
Shad.
There's no glow in the dark.
Shad.
I wanted to be they're not allowed on the television screen for some reason, so it's disguised. Maybe it's just looking. That was a legitimate answer as a prediction for the show.
Yeah,
well,
you're just going to get points for that and everything.
Yeah. You're hoping she was going to snuck in?
Oh my god! What up? Yes!
Uh-oh.
He's probably
a god team in Saudi Arabia, yeah? He's probably a god. Probably a statue. Even more than
anything. Why use the stones when you can just use your fists?
Oh my shit! That's some funny shit, man. Word up, man. Oh, Lord. Chad, there will be... Shad's most savage moment show in probably in the next 6 weeks. I've got to talk to Siri, okay, we're really going to put this together and make it good. That's all for this year.
That's something that I'm not going to be able to listen to. Like, I'm just going to die. It will just kill me off. I can't do it.
Hey, Siri, okay, this is when you got a vampire idea. It was his idea, not mine.
I just scrolled through Shad's Twitter feed and I could feel myself having a stroke, so I don't know what's going to happen.
You felt yourself having a stroke, you dirty boy.
Oh, no!
No, people log on to RedTube or something, but not you. You go straight for Shad's Twitter feed.
What can I say?
Lord have mercy. Shad, you're bad, you know. You're bad. He's the superstar of Beta Bar. You know what I mean? So you deserve it. All right. Biatch of the week. Why don't kick us off? Who's the biatch?
Shinsuke Nakamura.
Oh, shit.
No, I'm only joking. I'm only joking.
Oh, no, I honestly thought that was legit. I really did.
No, my biatch of the week is Carmella.
For real?
My biatch is Carmella.
Carmella?
Is it for the screecher?
Nope.
What did she do?
She is allegedly knocking off John Cena.
Yeah.
Oh, I heard that rumor too.
Yes, it's being squashed.
My sources at Stanford say otherwise.
So, hang on, let me get this right so I can understand this. You don't think Cena's getting in Carmella's pussy, or they are?
I think they are.
Is that an upgrade or a downgrade from Nikki Bella?
Upgrade.
Don't say that.
It's a bitch. It's a hell of an upgrade.
The thing is, right, it's too random for it, like, not to have a story. You know what I mean? It's not just like someone's made that up, because that's too random. They could have said anyone, like, in the world, but they specifically said Carmella. Like, there's got to be a story.
Oh, no!
Could have just picked any name, to be fair, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Literally could have been anyone.
Wow!
Yeah, but... Then they could have said, yeah, Mandy Rose or whatever. Doesn't mean it's true. I don't think it'd be that stupid. Even John Cena.
Well, you say
but
that.
To be honest, yeah, I don't actually think him and Nikki's broke up, you know. I think it's just all a ploy.
That's not the first time I've heard that as well. That's not the first time I heard that. The word is, they actually filmed that shit on Total Bellas.
Well, if
they
filmed it, then it's all shit, isn't it?
Well, I don't know about that one still. I don't know, but I've yet to decide if that's a... I mean, instinctively, I'm thinking that is an upgrade from Nikki Bella. For one, I spotted Carmella wearing a Wu-Tang shirt once, and that automatically to me makes it an upgrade. I don't know, man, but Nikki Bella seems to have the better body. I don't know, man, I don't know. Carmella, biatch of the week, fantastic. Shad, biatch of the week, who you got?
I'm just going to say Backlash. Backlash,
okay.
Biatch of the week.
The pay-per-view itself is a bitch. Oh my gosh! Well,
no explanation.
That hasn't happened before, you know what I mean? Joe, bitch of the week!
Dr. Dre.
What? What? Oh my
god! Dr. Dre? Do you know what the beat, dude?
Which one?
Because he said Dr. Dre, the Beats dude. Tried to sue an actual doctor called Dr. Dre, who is a vagina doctor.
What?
That's his actual name, is Dre. So he is Dr. Dre. Tried to sue him in a copyright thing because of the name. He lost.
And lost.
Oh my
but
god!
That's me. I spent the whole day now singing, and Dr. Dre said, lie back, open your legs, and relax.
Oh, shit! Oh, shit!
They're trying to sue a gang, and it's his real name.
So let me get this right so I can understand this joke.
Keeping the word round, right? Getting sweeps.
Let me get this right so I can understand this, Joe. If you was on the show last week and I asked you who the bitch of the week was, would you have told me Kanye West? I'm just checking because...
It's horrible, right? And me, God forgive me for saying this, but Kanye West, he just... I cannot, like, say it to him, Kanye West is a dick or whatever, because he's so fucking deranged... that if anybody takes anything he says seriously, they need to give their heads a shake. Oh, the last 100 years of slavery was a choice. It's like, fucking Kanye West saying this.
Straight away when I heard that last week, I thought, oh, Kanye's got an album coming out. You know what I mean? I seen it as album tactics. That's all I've seen, but I felt like he went a bit too far this time, you know what I mean? But his strategy's working, just like it always has been. Everyone I chat about him.
Right, it though. Before the title for Donald Glover re-released like a new song under his alias.
Oh, Childish Gambino.
Gonna do something. Yeah. Kanye West is gonna do something even fucking crazier. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I can believe that, definitely.
He's going to stop, like, burning crucifixes or some such shit, I'm telling you.
Oh, shit. Oh, look. Kanye. Yeah, it's true. This is not the end, man. This is definitely not the end. Okay, let's take it back to the wrestling joint, because that's what we're here for, really and truly. And my biatch of the week, and I'm sorry to say this, Wardle, but he is my biatch of the week. Jinder Mahal! Jinder Mahal! What a bitch!
No.
What a bitch! What a bitch! Man goes in, you mean to tell me, man goes in the office. Ooh! Kurt Angle! How come Roman Reigns gets this? How come Roman Reigns gets that? I should be that motherfucker! Kurt Angle's like, well, alright then. I'll let you prove it. Go on then. You got a match. One-on-one match. Chad Gable. If you can beat him, I'll consider you. You can drop in money in our bank. Jinder Mahal beats Chad Gable. No problem. Hits him with the Coloss. Blow! Goes back in the office. Kurt Angle's like, nah, forget it. What a bitch! He went for that chick for nothing. I'm sorry.
Can I ask a question about Jinder Mahal, please?
Go ahead! Jinder Mahal! Jinder Mahal! Because I like that dude, man.
Why the fuck does he wear a turban? Seriously, like, the secret turban
I'll answer.
Come on then.
Because he's actually Canadian, don't forget, he's from Canada, and it's cold, right, in that part of the area. It's very warm.
Stu Hart was famous for his turbans. He was famous.
Yeah, I've seen a few pictures.
In Stampede, him and Brett used to come out with turbans on all the time.
I'm done.
It's like one of them things, and it's like, I'm looking at it and I'm like, why the fuck's he doing that? Like, cultural appropriation. But anyway, and it's like, but what the fuck? It's like Vincent McMahon has turned around and said, we have to let them know that you are Muslim. You are a Sikh. You're different. You're the bad guy. Tell you what, stick a turban on. It's like when he hides the hat, the guy comes out with a fucking tea towel on his head.
It's not because he's Muslim or Sikh. It's because he's Canadian. Like, that's why he's wearing a turban, Joe. Come on.
It's
I mean,
I remember that one time, Bret Hart, in a turban.
Exactly. And then, like...
I'm going to see Deadpool 2 and he's going to be wearing a fucking turban, isn't he?
Deadpool 2, you know, flipping out. I'm going to watch that shit, man, because everyone's told me what the hell happened in Avengers Infinity War. Took away my
sight. Do they all die? Please tell me, because I'm scared to watch it in case, like, they all die and I get sad. Who dies?
No, it's only Owen Hart who dies.
Oh,
no.
Shit.
You're
right,
you're
right. Still,
I'll
say, he had his put on when he was on that boy, but kicked in the head. Brett would be, still be arrested now. The turban is a lifesaver when you think about it.
Yes, right.
Could have saved Owen too.
Yeah, I was going to say, that time shot. Owen didn't wear his turban, and look what happened.
Brett had a stroke.
Brett had a stroke because he didn't come to the ring in his turban.
Oh no! Joe, all I know is, right, all these memes are coming out from what I've gathered. Thanos shows his Infinity Glove. When he shows his Infinity Glove and he clicks his fingers, everyone turns into dust. That's what I've got. That's what I've got out of it. That's it.
Bobby dies. I'm not fucking Ottomar because I love Groot. And if Groot dies, that's it. I'll put my foot through the fucking telly.
Oh, no, don't do that.
I'll have Groot dying. I can deal with anybody else. Captain America, fine, kill him. Iron Man, fine, fuck off. But not Groot. Not Groot.
I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you who dies for sure, right? That's basically what the memes are telling me. The man clicks his fingers with his glove and people turn to dust. That's it. Alright? And now, because of that, I've got no desire to watch the Wrath film again. I don't give a fuck about it no more. You know what I mean? I'm just...
I think in the next one, you get a partner and he comes out and then start calling Rupert. It'll be, I think the next film's called Rupert Day.
Oh, gosh.
Rupert Day. Oh, dear. This is some funny shit, man. Word up, man.
But when did Rupert Day chant? It's a positive chant, but it sounds, like, aggressive, don't you think? You're like, Rupert Day, Rupert Day. Calm down. Shit. That's a little observation I noticed, man.
Rusev there, you know. Yo, big up to Rusev, by the way, man. He's in the Money in the Bank match, man. Oh, shit.
Shocker, man.
He beat Daniel Bryan. I expected complaining on the internet, but then I thought, hang on, Rusev. I didn't think Rusev was going to win, yo. I thought, oh, shit.
Did you not see my tweet about it? I did an amazing tweet about that.
You kept showing us Mandy Rose's tweets. That's what that was. You showed Mandy Rose, you know, in that All-American wearing all glory leotard or whatever it was.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Do you remember that moment where Jerry the King Lawler, like... No, it wasn't. It was Paz when he, like, almost fainted in the ring when Sable was tripping off. That was me seeing that tweet. I was just like, oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord. That was on one knee.
What were you going to say when Jerry Looking Lawler was at the table with Michael Cole and...
Oh, my God! Come on!
But no, when D-Boy lost to Rusev and people were bitching, I was just like, the dude has to be checked every match to make sure he's okay to wrestle again. Why would you put him in a ladder match? He's literally just come back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Anyone's as well?
I was just like, why are people getting pissed off? Like, the dude literally can't go a match without being checked by specialists. Like, they're not going to put him in a ladder match. You're insane.
Why?
You're stupid.
I was in shock, right? And, you know, it's one of them ones, you know what I mean? You can't win. Because if Rusev lost... People complain on the internet, so, oh, they're burying Rusev, they put him against The Undertaker, then they put him against Daniel Bryan. They complain, you can't win.
But you know what I've noticed?
What's that?
Daniel Bryan's a fucking pussy, isn't he?
You can't call him that!
Yes, though. Look at Kurt Angle. He won a gold medal.
With a broken freaking neck.
Daniel Daniel Bryan can't even climb a ladder. Fucking pussy.
Daniel Bryan doesn't drink, but Kurt Angle drinks and drives. Yeah, go Kurt. You shot me.
Oh shit. Oh, that's all funny shit. Hey, yo, should we get to the real reason why we are here? You know what I mean? It is the annual. You know what I mean? This is the show where every year we take 10 superstars that are on the roster, and in our minds, WWE should get rid of them. Because they shouldn't be there. You know what I mean? And Wardle, I should let you go first, but my mind's telling me to make you go last. You know why? Because you're the one. You said it on many occasions, Wardle, that the problem with WWE sometimes is they've got too many superstars. Does that still hold true, Wardle?
It is absolutely true.
All right. For that reason, Wardle, you will go last. You know what I mean? You are getting... You will go last. That's how it's going, right? Shad, you will go first, okay? Because Matt Sacco, he sent in his... And him and Joe had a little bit of a conversation off the grid, right? And I know a little bit of who they want fired. So I want to hear from you first. So go ahead. 10 people you think should come off the roster.
Okay, then.
Huge.
Number one. There's no order. They all need to be gone.
Yeah.
But I hear that TNA is hiring.
Thomas Pestock. Thomas.
What?
I can't even stand him when just started.
Thomas. Sorry, I don't know that fool. Should I know?
He's on Raw. He won the Money in the Bank last year. I predicted it.
I'm sorry.
Baron Corbin.
Oh! My bad.
I thought we were firing them, so we're firing them. We're calling them by their real names.
My bad.
Thomas has to go. Choo-choo that for that idea, Thomas.
I'm sad that killed
him. He's gonna kill you!
Choo-choo his ass out of here.
Oh no! Now look what you've done.
I was literally having a drink and that caught me completely off guard.
Oh my days.
I knew he was going to say something. Oh, Jesus. Go on, Sam.
Brian Myers.
Oh, Kurt Hawkins.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I've had
that in
real
days,
you know. Okay.
I think this one on I don't know if you had this one or not, Sacco, Mojo Rowley? Dean Mottardi?
Jihadi?
What's wrong with it? Yeah, I need to see Mojo's passport, man. You know, no one needs to see the Mojo on his TV. Like, really, come on now. It's a bit sad as well because they give him a bit of hype, but he doesn't deserve it, and he's whack.
Mm-mm.
I think we should get rid of Eric Thompson. Eric, time to go, man. You see, I think he will be the Jannetty. Both the Jannettys. I think more than anything, Eric needs to go.
Is that Eric Young?
That's Victor.
Oh. I thought I was pretty clued up, but you lost me on that one.
Is it okay to send Ronda home so she can look after me, or? and as well, of course. I'd definitely like to fire their asses. That jabroni man. Maria's husband. Can we get rid of him as well?
Yes!
Personal purpose.
Yes!
Personal power.
Mike Kanellis.
Yes, that's the one. Is tag teams one or two?
That's up to you. That's entirely up to you.
I think we need them, actually, you know. Well, I'm not sure whether to... Festus.
You said real names, man.
Whoa!
Every time I'm on, you always...
I'm saying, just can you switch character back to Festus?
No. Every single time I come on, you have to shoot on one of my guys. Every time.
Oh, no!
Let go. You can't just let sleeping dogs lie. You have to come up.
But that's his choice!
I've had him... Obviously, one of you guys... He calls himself a perfect 10, and I don't know why. Why do you call himself a perfect 10?
He's a perfect.
He can have 10 perfectly, so can I.
He's a perfect
knot. I think he needs to go still.
Mm-mm. Wow. Is that all your 10?
And I got two more, two females.
Two females, go ahead.
Tamina Snooker.
Tamina. Oh, no.
Oh, Lord.
It's not her fault. I don't blame her. I do not blame her. It's not her fault.
Uh-oh. Don't go dear. Don't.
Her fault, man.
Her daddy's looking up proud, eh, Chad?
It's a bit hot where he is.
Little toasty.
Oh my god, Tamina. Alright then, and the last one?
Last but not least, on the Who Needs. What's the show called?
But I hear that TNA is hiring.
that's the title of it, Wardle. I heard TNA is hiring.
That was such a good line.
It was.
But it's not actually TNA, Impact Wrestling, isn't it?
But we're going by what Kurt Angle said. And what Kurt Angle says is the law. So I heard TNA are hiring. And that's how it's going.
Okay, then. maybe it's too early, man. I haven't seen enough from her. But we don't need her on there, especially with Ronda there. Ronda will kick some serious ass. Why do we need Sonya Deville on our screens?
Oh, shit.
I was a bit soon. I don't know. Maybe she'll, you know, show us something, but right now, I don't think we need her, you know.
Wow!
Especially because you've got Shayna Baszler as well on NXT.
Exactly. Wardle, word on the street is the other two gal of the horsemen, of the MMA horsemen have signed developmental deals. Is that true?
Technically not true.
Right.
Because they are based at the Performance Center training.
Yeah.
But there is no NXT or WWE contracts as far as I've heard.
Yeah.
They're just training with Ronda and Shayna at the minute. That's all they're doing.
Okay.
So there's no talk of them jumping from UFC or wherever. There's no talk of that. There's just them training at the minute.
I think I already know where that's going.
Well, it's going to be the main event of Mania, isn't it? It's got to be.
Either Mania or SummerSlams or Survivor Series.
Yeah.
It's going to be one of them. And I want some Horseman versus Horseman. Yeah. Me see it. Because they're not trying to turn Bayley or Sasha evil right now. You know what I mean? Given their recent storylines and whatever it is. Okay. Yeah, just wanted to clarify that one. All right, then. So that's your 10, then, yeah, Shad?
I think so.
All right.
Perfect 10. Perfect
10. Okay, very good, very good. Joe, you're next. 10 people that got to go.
But I hear that TNA is hiring.
Yeah, I'll make it quick because I know you wanted to try and keep it to a 90-minute show. Right, Big Cass.
Yes, sir.
Wow, Big Cass.
Yeah.
All right, okay.
Jason Jordan.
Whoa!
I think that's our next Intercontinental Champion right there.
I don't know about that.
Jason Jordan.
He just needs to suck right off.
Whoa!
Right, Mike Kanellis.
Yeah. Oh, Mike Kanellis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mojo Rawley.
Yes.
Zack Ryder.
Yes.
Ethico Colon.
Yeah.
Colon. Tagelinger. Tagelinger.
Oh, yes.
Tamina.
Tamina.
And Alicia Fox.
Whoa!
Alicia.
She's a cunt.
Oh my god!
Oh my god!
apparently she's the right twat backstage, just get rid of her. She's particular level of talent.
Oh lord. She dropped the C bomb, the Chapman bomb.
You know what I mean?
Next week.
Just straight to the
there's no point in Alicia Fox. Just get rid of her.
Wow. That is, yo, that's wild, Joe. Good call. Yo, Joe went in with that one. Okay. Before I reveal mine, I'm going to go to Serial Killers, what he said, right? Who you know? Oh, no. Oh, don't do him like that, man. Don't do him like that.
I come back for one show and you get record-breaking fucking listeners again. Backo's here on a weekly and he gets nothing.
Oh, no!
I had my dog reach in and give me a buck 20. I mean, come on.
Oh, shit. All right, his selection. Baron Corbin.
Fair.
Dolph Ziggler.
No. No.
Yeah, he put Ziggler on that list, yo. Zack Ryder.
There.
Yep. Dana Brooke.
Oh, man. There's something about her, man.
Yeah, man.
Don't be mean.
The Ascension. Got to go.
There.
The Colons. Epicor and Vivon. Yeah. Mike Kanellis. Got to go. And
yo, you guys really hate him.
What?
He's just pointless.
Yo, where him come from? Where him come from? Ring of Honor?
He's come from all over the place.
Run along, go back to Ring of Honor and wherever else he wrestled, because quite frankly, he just doesn't fit in, okay? He doesn't fit in, and he put it in his girl and got her pregnant, and that ain't helped him for his career either. You know what I mean? Sometimes you got to keep it in your motherfucking trousers. Oh, that's a different matter altogether, man. And the last one, did I mention Kurt Hawkins?
Yeah, no, but that's fair.
We agree.
So, Serial Killer, you come with some all right ones, eh? You come with some pretty good ones. All right. Now I'm going to move on to my WWE stars that I believe should be locked up.
But I hear that TNA is hiring.
And it's almost similar to all of you so far, you know. And first one, with regret, Ty Dillinger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fair. It's fair.
I tell you, that's one with regret, man. Because I like that kid, man, but boy. Second one, Primo and Epico. Lock them off.
The colons.
Yeah.
The colons.
Next one, Alicia Fox. The reason why I say Alicia Fox got to go, she's been in the game, 10 years now? 10 years. You know what I mean? She's done her thing. And the female superstars that's out there now, you know what I mean? Alicia Fox can't test them. You know what I mean? Like, their skills is powerful now. You know what I mean? The women's division is powerful. Alicia Fox cannot, you know what I mean? She can't hang with them again. You know what I mean? 10 years. She's left in that era, man. Word up, man. So she's got to go. Fire the Big Show, but ambassador his ass if he's not an ambassador already.
Ambassador is out. CEO Mike speaking.
I'd say to Amber Moon, my name. That's what I want to do.
Not ambassador him.
I definitely want to Amber Moon.
That would be a great mix. That would be a wicked mix.
I thought she called for a finishing move, but Ambassador!
Shad! Behave!
You've got permission and shit now.
Alright. R-Truth, you got to go, man. You've been in the game too long, man. Yeah.
No. Ronnie McKillins.
Ron Killins, it's over for you. It's over. Sorry.
Yeah.
Zack Ryder, I can't stand that. I can't stand him. Zack Ryder, you got to go, man. You know what I mean? You've had your WrestleMania moments. Flipping out, man. Give it up already, man. Give it up. It's over. Same goes for you, Mojo Rawley. I'll give you props though, Mojo, because Mojo, he actually went in against Seth Rollins in that Intercontinental Contest on Raw. And that's as far as it goes. Sorry, Mojo. Well done, but sorry, you got to go. You guys said Mike Kanellis. I agree with you as well, but take your dirty wife in jail. Take your wife in jail. Maria, you got to go as well. I don't give a fuck. Kurt Hawkins.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And my last one, and I'm not sure Serial Killer's going to like this one, but he's got a goal, man. Word up. Bray Wyatt.
Yeah. No, that's fair.
Mm-hmm. I was proud of him, you know.
He could just be doing with... He keep off TV for a few weeks when... And then bring him back.
That's
what you need.
The man's bearing down to Matt Hardy now. Welcome, Matt Hardy. You know what I mean?
Boring.
That's not Bray Wyatt, man. Bray Wyatt's supposed to scare the living shit out of you. And he ain't done shit. He's bearing down to welcome Matt Hardy, for crying out loud. Welcome, Matt Hardy.
Yeah, he's not forward that segment. I don't really know what's going on. I just forward it. But he's not doing anything for it.
They're the tag team champions. You know what I mean? Oh, Lord have mercy. Well, that's my 10. Okay. What up? I've waited a long time for this. 10 people that got to go.
But I hear the TNA is hiring.
My first pick is the glorious one, Bobby Roode.
Wow.
Yes, Ash.
Yeah, of course, someone with that.
That one shocked me already.
Oh, that shocked you. Oh boy.
Oh,
you
no.
Not seen the rest of my list.
Oh no.
Everyone on this list would make WWE a better place. And it's just true. They would. The next person on my list is also from Raw. Dean Ambrose.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
At least sacked already. I'm sure he's gone already, hasn't he?
Out the game injury.
I just don't rate Dean Ambrose. I just don't rate him, so I'd get rid of him.
Whoa.
Plus the crowds have been pretty shit for him when he, you know, before his injury. There weren't exactly huge pops and stuff like that, so.
Mm-mm.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'd get rid of him. That's just me, I'd get rid of him.
Okay.
Sarah Logan.
Whoa! Sarah Logan?
Yeah.
Okay, I haven't seen much of her still. You might be...
Now, the only reason is because I'm jealous of the amount of time she gets to spend around certain women. That's all it is. On a real though, she's just not very good, so let's just get rid of her. Like, there's better women coming up and are already on the roster, so let's just get rid of them.
Okay, Sarah Logan. Sorry, girl.
So that's pick number three.
Right.
Number four, this is one that I never thought I would ever say, but I'm going to say it. The phenomenal AJ Styles.
What the hell? Hold on. The phenomenal AJ Styles. Hang on. Fire. Waddle, you want to make a good business? You want to make a good business, man. I need your reasoning on this one.
Because I think that if he carries on with this Nakamura feud, and if he doesn't drop the title very soon, people are going to start turning on him, because this is just bringing him down. It's bringing him down. Get him out while he's hot.
Well, it's not his fault. No, that's not his fault. That's yo, that's creative, man. They're trying to stretch out the feud and shit. They're trying to stretch it out.
If Mike, if you're applying that argument, you're going to have to apply that argument to Roman Reigns as well, because it's not Reigns' fault that they're putting him in the Brock Lesnar feuds, and it's not his fault they keep doing putting him over. That's creative's fault. So if you're going to apply that same argument...
That's the exact point I made earlier on in the show about Roman Reigns.
If they continue with AJ Styles like they are, people will just start turning on him. Because it's just, that backlash match was terrible. Like, it was awful. And that's not the styles that we all know.
All right then. Let's take the Japan joint out of the equation, right? As far as the match itself, did you think that was good, or did you think it was still awful, or was it just the finish of the match that ultimately made it awful?
It was just a bit... It was a bit safe.
Yeah.
And a bit lackluster. It wasn't what I know can do. And it's not what I know Nakamura can do. So, it was just bad. It was just bad.
Wow. I thought the match was good, and then the ending was like, okay. I see where y'all going.
Now, I'm not saying that, like, he needs to run back to Japan or anything like that, because I know people are saying it. I'm not saying that. But with the amount of attention that's on Japan and Ring of Honor and stuff like that at the minute, he would be, like, he'd be sound. You know what I mean? He'll be completely secure. He will be pay-per-views, big-time payouts, the works. And he'll be allowed to create his own matches.
So what you're saying is you'd be doing AJ Styles a favour?
I think, like, that's why I said it, because I'm doing him a favour, because he's just being brought down by the WWE creative. If they just let him do his thing, it'll be fine. But they're not letting him do his thing, so...
Alright. I knew it was a good idea to leave Wardle to the left. I knew it.
Pick number five, especially...
No, not Becky, no!
That's fair. She's like Dean Ambrose for me, I just don't rate her.
That's good, actually, yeah. Becky the female Dean Ambrose, I can write to that.
Because she's not particularly good on the mic, she's alright in the ring. But that's it. There's nothing about her that's interesting. So, pick number six, Daniel Bryan.
Steve, I know you've just come back. Just try and stay with this, please, Steve.
Now, the reason I've said Daniel Bryan...
He's a pussy.
...is because of his injury, which he will never, ever be cleared from. He will always need to be checked before and after every single match, which means there are so many limitations on what he can do in the ring, that therefore I'd rather not see him at all than have him just doing safe one-on-one and tag team matches. So
you don't want Vanilla Bryan? Because that's all he is now at the moment.
I don't want Vanilla Midget. I don't want him. Because WWE cannot risk putting the title on him in case he gets injured again, and he has to drop it again. So they can't risk changing their plans and all the forward planning to then him get injured and drop it. So...
Well, hang on a second. They can give him the belt. It's not like he has to wrestle every month.
Oh, shit! Brock Lesnar is ass.
Well, they're not going to make him heel, and that's all that's going to happen if he doesn't wrestle, so... I think that's a fair pick. That's just me.
That's a shit pick. I'm going to tell you it's a shit pick.
Boy, I tell you this, people are going to go off on you on the internet on this one, Wardle. Daniel Bryan fired! Lord have mercy!
But I hear that TNA is hiring.
Number 7, Paige.
Yes! Okay.
No feelings like that.
I don't like her voice.
Oh, you and me both, I can't stand her voice either. But saying that...
Yeah, it worked for Vicky Guerrero.
What?
Yeah, but...
It worked
Vicky
for her.
Vicky Guerrero had a special surname.
Yeah. Vicky Guerrero thought
she... Paige got special videos on the internet.
Oh, Jesus.
Let me tell you something, right? Vicky Guerrero, every week she came on and tried to make it out like... She's trying to tell people, like, I'm a cougar. Real cougars don't tell you every week that they're a cougar. A real cougar is Lillian Garcia. She didn't have to say shit. She just stood there, looked fine. She was smiling and shit, and she was singing, and she'd announce. But she never told people every week she was a blood clot cougar.
Pick number 8, Sonya Deville.
Oh, somebody else said that.
Number 9, this one hurts.
Uh-oh.
Luke Gallows.
Whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Sean said, there wasn't a Sean in the center, and then you was like, no. Fantastic. Okay.
But keep Carl Anderson, because Carl Anderson's wicked, but let's get rid of Luke Gallows.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then finally, the shock of the night.
Roman Reigns!
Brace yourself.
Strong style!
It is the King of Strong Style, Shinsuke Nakamura.
Get him on, man.
Get him in AJ, back in Japan. Let's get him going, come on.
Wow.
You try and fire him, but he speaks no English.
Right, let's be real, right? Under WWE creative, Shinsuke Nakamura ain't going anywhere fast. So, as much as I love the guy, because you know that he is my guy, he will always be my guy, forever and ever, but he just isn't working. So get him gone before it gets any worse. Save him.
So some of Wardle's picks are because he's being cruel to be kind, basically.
Cruel to be kind. Because you guys got rid of a load of jobbers and stuff, but you always need jobbers.
Yeah,
there's a grand even if you get rid of 10, there's another 10.
In our defense, we saved a lot of jobbers, man. We never said nothing about Bo Dallas. We said nothing about Curtis Axel. Right?
They're not jobbers. They're the prime players, baby.
We said nothing about Titus O'Neil. We said, Titus, he definitely ain't going nowhere now, Sean. He definitely ain't going nowhere now. Apart from underneath the ring. Apollo Crews, we never said nothing about him. We never said, I said Dana Brooke. I would have had Dana Brooke on my list, but again, what Titus did at the Greatest Royal Rumble, I can't say that again. You know what I mean? We say that, considering, I didn't even have the Ascension on my list, yo. Yeah? That's a Fandango and Tyler Breeze. I didn't even say them, and I don't like those motherfuckers.
And nobody said Heath Slater.
Yeah? Heath Slater, right? No one said them.
You know what it was with my list, right? It was difficult to make a case for a lot of them because, like, Heath Slater, he's just, like, run-of-the-mill. But he's all right. You know what I mean? He's all right. Fox is all right.
He's all right.
I just realised on your list you've got Daniel Bryan, AJ Styles and Shinsuke Nakamura. What the hell kind of list is this?
Can I tell him, Wardle? It's a list where he'd like to see them do better. Where WWE are restricting them, so they'll be better off in somewhere else.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
This is Wardle's new positive outlook thing, and it's really strange.
Well, like I said, with the Daniel Bryan thing, right, he will never be able to compete in a ladder match or a no DQ match or anything like that because it's too much of a risk. And they can't put a major title on him and make major plans because it's too much of a risk.
Just all together, to be fair.
That's what I mean. It's cruel to be kind. Nakamura and Styles are much better off away from WWE creative because fans are turning on them. So...
I get it. I don't agree with it, but I get it.
The only other person I was going to say was Tommaso Ciampa just because he's an absolute bastard. Absolute bastard.
A marvelous bastard, isn't he?
He's such a bastard.
Boy, I saw that guy, he came on NXT once, he had so much nuclear heat. Even Roman Reigns had to sit back and think, fucking hell.
When he had the unsanctioned match with Gargano, I loved his entrance music. It was the best entrance music ever, just the crowd chanting, fuck you. It was just the best entrance music.
You know what I mean? I've never heard so much hate. No, not even Roman Reigns got that, man. I mean, he did, but after he beat The Undertaker, but... Not like that!
You know, he legitimately has to have bodyguards with him. Like, genuinely the truth, he has to have bodyguards. Because he's had so many fucking threats, it's unreal, and people waiting for him and stuff, because he's such a bastard.
But all he did was turn on his friend! That's all he did!
No, he's a bastard.
I guess it's still real to some people, man. It's still real to some people.
It's real to me, Dylan!
Good God almighty. Yo, that's some interesting picks, guys. Wow. Hey, yo, that's it. It's over. Hey, next week. I don't know what we're going to do next week, right? We'll probably be the same shit. We review the week. We have our MVPs. We have our beatings. That sort of thing. Oh, and of course, Shad and Joe go to church on a Sunday, the following Sunday. And it's going to be like that almost up until now, man. Oh gosh, Wardo, thank you so much for coming through as a surprise appearance, man. We really appreciate that.
Would you rather go to Joe? Would you rather go to church or would you rather go to the mental house? Because they're both the same.
The mental house, to be fair.
Either way, we're walking away with your hands up going, okay.
Listen, right. I deal with a nut house a lot better than that kind of priest.
True.
You never have to thank me for coming on. You have to thank Big Mike Knox for dipping his hand in his pocket.
Aiden, answer the question. Me and Matt Sackmore will want another answer. Where the fuck's he sure?
Uh-oh.
I've done a lot of waiting. I'm getting patient.
Uh-oh.
I will tell you.
I want to come
in your ears, Joe. But at the minute,
pause.
This is genuinely the truth, the genuine truth. We are still waiting on some bits of paperwork to be finalised. This is genuinely the truth. This is the reason we can't do anything yet because we've got literally waiting on this one bit of paperwork that needs to be sorted. And
which one of you is locked up? What if he was in prison? That's all it could be?
Hold on, someone's banged on my cage. Someone's at the door. Hold on. No, honestly, it's a paperwork thing. Genuinely the truth. But
Michael, do we have paperwork? Because...
I haven't signed anything for years.
I've never signed anything ever. Does Michael Grant actually own us?
I don't like to own anybody, okay?
It's like Kanye said.
My ancestors, right, they were owned, okay, and it was not a choice. So I ain't trying to own nobody. Okay, that's how it goes, man. Hey, yo, that's it, man. Hey, yo, thanks for listening, man. You can follow us on all social media at Jams Podcast. That's what you have to do. Thank you so much. Until next week, it's over. Bitch!
No.
I want you.
It's right, you've either Jinder Mahal and his turban.
Jinder Mahal!
What's that?
Jinder Mahal!
Jinder Mahal!